But I moved from Tibley Miller to Honeysuckle, doing a similar role of running the operation at Honeysuckle. And I was there for Apollo 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, running the operations, which was very satisfying. 11 in particular, of course, where we supplied the first picture to the world. Then I moved back to Tidbinbilla, and in 1972 I had a year at JPL, responsible for the system design of the big new antenna, DSS-43, the 64-metre antenna, which is now 70 metres. And during that year, while it was building, I decided that it would be finished in sufficient time for Apollo 17, just. And my boss, Tom Reed, back at Tidbinbilla, agreed with me. So although there was a little bit of not too happiness from JPL, we decided it would support, and it did support. And that gave me a fantastic excuse to get to Houston for Apollo 17. And if you... I sat in for the launch there, and I sat by Network's elbow for most of a day, and I sat with Ed Fendell, the Inco telecom controller, who I'd got to know quite well. And the second highlight of my career was to sit on Ed Fendell's console and send some commands to swap the antennas on Apollo 17. And I stayed there through lunar orbit insertion. When it came from behind the moon, Goldstone were tracking, and it took me about 3 milliseconds to decide the acquired on a side lobe of the antenna and a side band. And I was sitting by the side of Network Controller at that time in the Houston room there, and I said, hey, they got a side lobe and a side band. And they said, well, no, they say they haven't. I said, they bloody well have. Anyway, it did eventually turn out to be that. I mean, easily done. Sure. I wrote the support plan for DSS-43 to support Apollo 17. It's on my website and Cole's website. We have a block diagram of how DSS-43 supported Apollo. It was more or less similar to Parkes. The signal was received at Tibbinbilla, but then shipped to Honeysuckle for decommutation, demodulation, and the like. All the best that when you've all go and see Gene Cernan and Apollo 17. Yes. By the way, this picture of Apollo 17, the Moon rover, just by the by, was a complete spacecraft in its own right, which we had to cope with in addition to the lunar module.